This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol. We were back in Washington this week following the Memorial Day holiday recess after a hectic week back home after the May 25th tornadoes struck Benton, Boone, and Marion counties in Arkansas. Obviously, that took priority. Needless to say, they were devastating. First arriving from Oklahoma in the wee hours that Sunday morning, an EF3 struck near Decatur, leaving a lot of that rural area in shambles, before the storm widened and spawned six other tornadoes hitting Centerton, Bentonville, and Rogers on out to Beaver Lake, all in its path. The width and breadth of that system was impressive, and in its wake, thousands of big mature trees down, hundreds of homes destroyed, businesses demolished, power out, and a huge section of Benton County left in the dark. We were fortunate in that only one person died directly from the storm. There were a couple of other health emergencies that resulted in death due to the storm, but clearly, we were lucky there wasn't more loss of life. And while the storms often are unpredictable and indiscriminate, the one thing you can always count on is the immediate response of our people. And there were many to thank. I'm always impressed with the neighborly attitude of our citizens when disaster strikes. When people are hurting, 3rd District Arkansans respond, and boy, did they this time. I'm going to give a shout-out to many, and I recognize, as I do, that I might miss a few. But we are indebted to people like the Red Cross, the Sheepdog Organization, the Rogers Public Schools, particularly Rogers High School, which continues to do great work in the aftermath of the storm, Samaritan's Purse, Tyson Foods and its Meals That Matter program, Walmart providing free food, laundry, showers, Wi-Fi, and charging stations, Carroll Electric, SWEPCO, Bentonville Electric Utility, and hundreds of linemen, some from Arkansas, many outside of Arkansas, who came to our aid. And, of course, Washington County helped with the response and sent resources to assist. And there were individuals that did a lot of great things, leading was Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Senators Bozeman and Cotton, and the Arkansas entire congressional delegation. Coach John Calipari, the new basketball coach at Arkansas, lent a helping hand. Leadership of County Judge Barry Mooring and his team at Benton County Emergency Management. The speed and level of organization was tremendous, and the coordinating work of Mayors Stephanie Orman of Bentonville, Greg Hines of Rogers, Bob Tharp in Decatur, and city officials and resources they are utilizing in their response. FEMA Director Deanne Criswell made an appearance in Northwest Arkansas. We were grateful for that. And Arkansas Department of Emergency Management Director A.J. Gary and his team at the Arkansas Department were on the ground and completely engaged with local and federal disaster response officials. Tragedies like these, while having a devastating impact on the region, have a way of revealing the true character of a city, a county, and a state. We should all be so grateful that in our time of need, our people stepped up in a remarkable way. As always, I invite your views. This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol.